Against a bright blue background, the white fairy tale castle logo of Walt Disney Pictures. The castle is bleached out by a white flash, and an arc of light encircles it. The castle becomes a similar shaped fluffy white cloud in a pale blue sky. Walt Disney Pictures presents. Below the pale blue sky is a leafy wood.
Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days.
Swallows swoop and rabbits pop up.
This is one of my favorite once upon a times. Although I'm not quite sure which time it was once upon. But it had been so nice and summery in the 100-acre wood. And the sunshine was as warm as a blanket. And the streams were gurgling happily. As happily as a tumbler full of honey. Which is very happy.
A set of big round footprints.
But all that changed when the stranger came.
The title, Pooh's Heffalump Movie, with the Earl of Heffalump trumpeting like a trunk. A door is tucked into the base of a tree. Inside, a cuckoo clock says 7. Pooh Bear lies in bed.
Honey.
He flops on his back, his head sprawled over the edge of the bed.
Honey.
His nightcap droops into the top of his honey jar. His whole head sinks into the jar, spilling honey all over the floor.
Mother.
Behind the door of another woodland home, Piglet, wearing an eye mask, is fast asleep. He clasps his knees.
Oh, dear.
He scoots outside.
My! Oh, it got me!
And collides with a sheet. Tigger in his hammock spins round like a top, falls on his head, bounces across his floor, and then bashes against a wall. A family picture lands on his head. Behind the upstairs window of another treehouse, Roo's pink ears twitch and he wakes. He sits up and looks across at the window. He pushes it wide open and cocks both ears. His mother joins him.
Dear Roo, all excited to go out already? You're not even dressed yet.
Mama, did you hear that sound?
What sort of sound, dear?
I don't know. It was sort of strange and kind of neat.
Bother.
Did it sound something like that?
No, Mama. That's a Pooh Bear. Good morning, Pooh.
What? Oh, well, good morning, Roo. I wish it was. A good morning, that is.
Why? What happened?
Many things. In fact, many strange things. I'm sorry, Roo. I must be going. Where was I? Oh, Bala.
Good morning, Piglet.
Whoa!
What happened? Where's everybody going?
To Rabbit's house. We'll know what to do. I hope...
Whatever do you suppose is going on?
I'm gonna go see.
Have fun, dear. Come home when I call.
Yes, Mama.
Roo bounds off.
Pooh, Piglet, wait for me.
Ooh.
Oh, hold tight, Piglet.
Pooh, Piglet, Tigger.
It's a 100-acre catastrophe.
Help!
It was awful.
Rabbit, what happened in name of us?
Wait,
it's the Tigger Jesse.
All right.
It's Sleepy Rabbit's door.
What?
Rabbit!
Oh, thank goodness you're all right, Rabbit.
You came at me in the dark.
It was really neat sound.
It was terrible.
What is this all
it
about?
It killed me to the bone.
Yeah,
all right.
Something like this.
One at a time.
The animals slump obediently.
Thank you. Now, what is going
on? Me. Pick me. Me.
Tigger?
There I was, sleeping, dreaming tiggerish dreams. And suddenly, everything starts shaking, and the stuff falls everywhere. And then, it stops, and I look around. And there it wasn't. My most favoriteest family portrait. It was clean gone.
It's around his neck.
Did it look something like this, Tigger?
Who pulls it off?
Yeah, it was... Actually, it had a little less poo in it.
I see. And, Pooh Bear, what about you?
Well, whatever it was, it ate my honey. Oh,
a gloop of honey falls on Roo's head.
Well, actually, I ate my honey, but it made me do it.
I was asleep in bed, and I heard this neat trumpeting sound, and I woke up...
Thank you, Roo. And... Very good. Now, Piglet, tell us what happened to you.
Actually, I'd like very much to forget.
Oh.
Well... What we have here is a mystery.
Wow.
A most mysterious kind.
Hey, everybody! Look what I found!
Ruse found a footprint.
It's a swimming pool.
The sky has finally fallen. Always knew it would.
Oh, my.
It looks like a footprint.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, a footprint indeed. Anyone can see it's only a...
The fearful four back away from the massive round footprint.
Rabbit, what sort of creature do you suppose would be attached to a foot that, big?
There's only one thing it could be. A heffalump.
Excuse me. What's a heffalump?
What's a heffalump?
Everyone knows what a heffalump's like.
It's got fiery eyes and a tail with a spike.
With claws on its paws that are sharp as a tack.
And wing-a-ma-thing coming out of its back.
Out of its back?
Well, of course, Roo. Precisely.
Exactly.
Because its bottom is up and its top's really down.
So its nose is its tail or the other way around.
And it's wide as a river and tall as a tree.
Imagine gigantic.
And times it by three.
It clumps here and there.
And it stomps to and fro.
It's got three horns above.
And 11 below.
And those are its good
horns. There's much more to know.
Dreadfully dread, thoroughly three-headed, horribly hazardous heffalumps.
Wow, neat.
Neat. It's most certainly not neat. Everyone knows that they lurk and they creep.
The best time to see one is when it's asleep.
If you sneak up behind it and get it to jump.
You can tell which part's heavy.
And which part is lumpy.
We'll steal all your honey and eat your last crust. We'll stomp on your house till it's nothing but dust. The worst part of all is...
they're different from us?
They're the...
dreadfully dreaded, thoroughly three-headed, fiercely ferociously, mostly atrociously, horribly hazardous!
Only Roo is thrilled by the thought of heffalumps. The 100-acre wood gang huddle together. They spot Rabbit's dressing gown and Tigger's watering can discarded by the purple heffalumps in the song.
And they live right over there.
Rabbit points a doom-laden finger towards some trees.
Heffalump Hollow.
Oh, dear.
I know. Let's go get them.
Capture a heffalump? Impossible. Besides, it's never been done.
Then we'd be the first to do it. It'd be fun. It'd be an adventure. It'd be an expedition.
Rabbit rubs his chin, and Tigger copies him.
Yes. Well, now that I think of it, it would be a first. Oh, yes. The first heffalump expedition in history. Oh, splendid idea. Glad I thought of it. Of course, capturing a heffalump is a perilous affair. Meticulous planning is called for.
But how does one capture a heffalump?
How, you ask? Well, it's quite simple, really.
Tigger sticks out his long tongue and jiggles his stripy body in excitement. Rabbit gives him a withering look.
Come back with your equipment, and I'll show you how it's done.
Roo leaps up excitedly. Two bluebirds on a tree branch peer down at Pooh hopping over his log front doorstep in his nightshirt and re-emerging in his red waistcoat. Tigger's treehouse resounds with searching noises, and Piglet staggers under the weight of a heavy mirror towards Rabbit.
All right, let's see what everyone's brought.
Everything barring the kitchen sink.
Has anyone brought anything useful?
I brought some rope.
Rope, yes, my thought exactly. Thank you, Roo. You see, a simple piece of rope is the most effective device for capturing heffalumps. Now, everyone together, aim at the barrel and say in a firm voice, in the name of the 100-acre wood, I capture you.
In the name of the 100-acre wood, I capture you.
And toss.
Eeyore, Piglet, Pooh and Tigger swing their lassos at a barrel. They pull hard and Rabbit, trussed up like a chicken, hangs upside down.
In the name of the 100-acre wood, I capture you!
Roo skillfully captures the barrel.
Whoa! I did it! I'm gonna capture a whole bunch of heffalumps! Come on, everybody! Let's go get them!
Just a moment, Roo. A Heffalump expedition is fraught with danger.
But we gotta go catch the Heffalump.
And you know, Rue, you just can't argue with a word like fraught.
But I really want to go.
It's too dangerous, Rue. You're simply too young. You could get hurt.
But I...
Rue's perky pink ears sink down. He looks imploringly up at his friends, who just fidget awkwardly. He turns pleadingly to Rabbit.
You mean I can't go?
I'm sorry, Rue.
With eyelids lowered, Rue sets off for home.
Coming, Mom.
Oh, don't be sad, Rue. I think you're very, very lucky.
Rue picks up his length of rope.
All right, everyone. We'll meet here tomorrow morning for the grand expedition.
And the little kangaroo trudges over the side of a hill. It's nighttime, and in the wood, bathed in moonlight, a flurry of silvery fireflies dance through the air towards Rue's house, where he and his mother are getting ready for bed.
And Rabbit and Tigger are quite sure Heffalumps are so awful.
And everybody's gonna catch one but me. It isn't fair.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rue, but there will certainly be other adventures you can go on.
I'm grown up enough to catch a Heffalump, aren't I, Mom?
You're growing up very fast indeed, dear. Faster than you think.
Do you think I could grow up by tomorrow morning?
So soon? Why?
Then I could go on the expedition.
You know, dear, growing up doesn't happen all at once. It takes its own time.
But I need to grow up now.
Well then, how about starting with a good night's sleep, little Mr. Rue?
She picks up her hairbrush and bedtime story.
Little Mr. Rue, reaching for the moon. So many things you've got to do. And no time for dreaming.
Little Mr. Rue, let the stars shine over you. Don't grow up too fast, too soon. Save some time for dreaming. Settle in, settle down. Let me see that sleepy yawn on your face. Close your eyes. I will love you completely and always. Little Mr. Rude, the moon shines silver over you. No one knows you like I do.
She tucks Rue into his bed with a kiss on the tip of his nose. Sleepily, he turns on his side.
Do you want your nighty light?
Rue looks at the candle by his bed.
No, thanks. I don't need it anymore.
Kanga smiles proudly and blows out the candle.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Mama.
She shuts the door of the bedroom and Rue snuggles down under his quilt. In the hall, his mother looks wistfully at a picture of Rue when he was a baby kangaroo, touching the picture with her paw. In bed, Rue sighs as he looks up at the rope hanging on his hat stand.
I just know I could catch one.
A night is followed by day, with bright sunlight streaming into Rue's bedroom. His duvet's been pushed back, the bed and hat stand are empty. Outside, with a coil of rope slung across his shoulder and wearing his paper hat, Rue tiptoes out of the garden past the family post boxes. As he hops by, he scares a flock of swallows from their tree. He passes the Heffalump footprints towards three white butterflies hovering on the ground. They flutter away as he passes them, hopping at a rhythmic pace towards the mighty trees of Heffalump Hollow, casting their rounded shadows on the meadow beneath. He hops up to a three-bar fence enclosing the hollow. He gapes in awe as his eyes move up towards the top of the very tall trees. His eyes glinting resolutely, he pulls himself up over the bars, dropping his paper hat on the way, and falls down a hollow. He hangs onto the rope, the other end having got stuck somewhere above him. He slides down to the end of the rope and yanks at it. The other end drops down. He picks up the coil of rope and slings it back over his shoulder. Open-mouthed, he peers up to the top of the drop, high above his head, and hops off out of the hollow and into the wood. Something stirs in the leafy undergrowth behind him. Roo is being watched. Tigger, wearing a breastplate, bounds along, followed by Rabbit in a chef's hat, Pooh in an airman's helmet, Piglet with a tin mug on his head, and lastly, collapsing under the weight of a bundle three times his size, comes Eeyore.
Ah, yes. A perfect morning for catching heffalumps.
It's very brave of you to join us, Piglet. Especially since it's so very dangerous.
Well, I thought of hiding under my bed, Pooh Bear, but I'd rather be hiding out here with all of you than under my bed with all of me.
Now, now, we've gathered the best minds to the test, namely my own. We simply can't fail.
Right you are, Rabberific. With Tigger's heffalump tracking skills, it's a fate complicated.
With courage, cunning, and superior tactics, we'll be home by tea time.
Oh, I hope so.
At the wooden fence.
Behold, Heffalump Hollow, home of the dreaded heffalump.
Their collective gaze rises to the top of the trees.
Oh, my. I believe that what's over there doesn't look quite as friendly as what's over here.
Oh, fiddlesticks and nonsense. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Rabbit, carrying a butterfly net, bravely vaults over the fence. Nervously, Tigger uncovers his eyes and grins.
There you go. See? Rabbit didn't get gobbled up. Yet.
Rabbit points his finger at Tigger. Tigger adjusts his breastplate made out of a loo seat, takes a few steps backwards to get a good run-up. He bounces on the spot and bounds up into the air over everyone's heads in the trees. And crashes down onto Rabbit amid a cascade of leaves. Tigger, lying across Rabbit, chortles.
Would you look at that? I didn't get gobbled up either.
Yet.
There you are, Piglet.
Who climbs over?
It seems that both sides of the fence are about the same.
Piglet walks under.
So far.
Ha! Now to teach those heffalumps a thing or two. Ready? Forward! March! No time to lose! Chin up, tally-ho! We'll never stop till those heffalumps go!
The best heffa-quest you'll ever know!
They're the dreadfully dreaded, thoroughly three-headed, horribly hazardous heffalumps! The dreadfully dreaded, thoroughly three-headed,
massively monstrously,
unbearably, scarably, horribly hazardous heffalumps!
Piglet scuttles behind the rest. Pooh Bear obligingly pulls him up a steep bit of the wood as Rabbit and Tigger push ahead.
Thank you, Pooh Bear.
You're welcome, Piglet.
Now remember, everyone, the important thing is that we stick together.
Oh, coming!
Pooh tucks Piglet into the crook of his arm.
You know, if we didn't stick together, we would be very lost indeed.
And they go off in the wrong direction.
Don't let me hold you up.
Eeyore arrives at the fence. Roo hops on through the wood at a jaunty pace. Butterflies flutter across a fallen log, followed by Roo, who jumps up onto the log and, tugging on his shoulder strap, peers apprehensively at the dark wood stretching out in front of him. He grabs his rope and tugs at it, but it's caught on a knot in the trunk. He strains as hard as he can. He's sent flying as the rope ricochets from the tree trunk and plops into a stream. He peers over the bank and watches the rope drifting off on the current. He hops alongside the stream until he reaches a wooden jetty. He throws down his shoulder bag of food supplies and runs to the end of the jetty, leaning over with a thin hooked stick to try and snag the rope. He starts to lift it up, but it slips back into the water. Through the thick reeds at the other end of the jetty, someone is watching Roo leaning at full stretch over the water. Something or someone is approaching Roo's open satchel. One biscuit is snaffled into the air, followed by two green apples. Craning as far as he can, Roo catches the rope and brings it back on shore. He whips round and sees the reeds at the other end of the jetty, rustling. He sees his empty satchel.
Who's there?
His pink ears droop nervously. He steps closer to the reeds. He draws the front reeds to one side with his paw, but sees nothing beyond them except more reeds. He takes a step forward. The reeds snap shut behind him. His eyes follow a narrow pathway through the reeds in front of him. He starts to walk along it, clutching his rope with both paws in front of his chest and glancing round. His eyes widen as he finds himself in front of a big wooden door in a high stone wall. He peers down through a jagged hole at the base of the door. He takes a very deep breath and his jaw tightens. He raises his right leg and pushes the wooden door. It opens a few inches and warily he peers in through the gap.
Hello?
He pushes the door further open with his front paws.
Is anyone there?
His pink ears standing to attention, he steps towards the darkness. He spins round, blinking nervously. A dark shape looms up. And something white bops him on the head.
Who's there?
Roo, still clutching the coiled rope in his paws, listens nervously to the sounds around him. He makes for the door. Something whips in front of him.
You're it!
And whacks him from behind.
You gotta catch me!
I really need to go, because...
How come?
Because, I gotta catch a heffalump!
Oh, really? Catch me. I'm a heffalump.
A baby white one.
Heffalump?
Heffalump. That's what I am, right? Heffalump.
But you can't be.
Actually, I am.
If you're a heffalump, then where's your horns and spiky tail?
I don't know. Wow, a spiky tail. I wish I had one.
Are you sure you're a heffalump?
My mummy says I am.
Well, if you are a heffalump, then in the name of the 100-acre wood... I capture you!
Okay!
Roo twirls his lasso, and the heffalump wagging his purple bobtail obligingly jumps into it.
Jump!
Roo gasps at the lasso round the heffalump's neck.
I did it! I did it!
You did it!
Roo and the heffalump bound excitedly round in a circle. Baby heffalump drags Roo, trying desperately to hang onto the rope, deeper into the wood.
Wait! Roo! You're supposed to come with me!
Meanwhile, at the three-bar fence enclosing Heffalump Hollow, Eeyore strains to push a grandfather clock through the fence. The top end of the clock thumps onto the ground, joining a mower, a bike, and a bucket that Eeyore has already managed to push through. Up ahead, Piglet takes a jelly bean from his shoulder bag, places it on the ground and hurries on. Following on behind, Pooh picks up the bean, and as busily as Piglet puts down his trail of beans, Pooh picks them up.
Piglet?
Yes, Pooh?
Why are you setting out little pink jelly beans?
Pooh pops one in his mouth.
I've been leaving a trail so we can find our way back from the heffalump expedition.
Pooh stops in mid-chew.
Oh, bother.
Oh, no. Well...
And Piglet's wail soars up to the very tops of the Heffalump Hollow trees. And down, 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 in another part of the wood, the white heffalump bursts through some bushes, with Roo clinging onto the rope for dear life behind him. Roo digs his heels into the ground.
Stop! Okay.
The heffalump stops.
What game should we play now? Rumble jump? Leap log or hog swallow?
Roo, lying on his back, rolls over.
We can't play any games.
Why?
You've got to come with me.
Yo!
Why? Because I captured you.
Why?
Because I'm a grown-up.
Wow. You're a grown-up?
great!
The heffalump picks Roo up with his trunk.
You must have your own call then.
My call?
Yeah, like this.
He blows through his trunk.
Like that, but only better. Haven't found mine yet. My mum said I'll find it when I grow up.
His second trunk call showers Roo with droplets of spit. The heffalump slumps with exhaustion.
I can't wait till I grow up.
Well, growing up takes a long time. It took me just about forever.
Roo pulls on the rope to escort his captive back to base camp, but as hard as he tugs, he doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
That's it! That's the sound I heard!
Gotta go now. Bye!
The heffalump drags Roo along with him.
Wait a minute, you can't leave.
But my mummy's calling.
That's your mom?
Don't you have to go when your mum calls?
Well, yeah, but don't go yet. Let's go see my friends first, then you can go.
Well, I don't know.
Please?
Roo drops his ears imploringly. The baby considers the offer, glances in his mother's direction, then smiles.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, thanks.
But soon as we're done, I've got to go.
Oh, okay.
Roo changes direction.
Forward! Bounce!
This time, Roo pulls the baby heffalump along.
I know another game. It's called the name game.
Heffalumps have names?
Of course. My name is Heffridge, Trumpeter Bumpit.
He lifts his trunk.
Heffridge Trumpler Brumpit Heffalump the Fourth.
Whoa. How do you remember all that?
I can't. So everybody calls me Lumpy. Lumpy. Lumpy Bumpy Dumpity Bump. That's a name game. Lumpy Lumpy Dilly. Lumpy Bumpy Dibby. Lumpy Dumpy Dee. Have a lumpy like me. You make a game of your name so it's never the same, never the same. Add a sound, add a doodle. Now you've got a name that fine noodle.
Huh?
Go on then, what's your name?
Roo?
Rooty Tootly Doo.
Hey!
Rooty Tootly Doo. Rooty Booty Boo. Rooty Tootly That's Roo!
No, just Roo.
Two white butterflies flit across a clearing in the wood. The big grey feet of a grown-up heffalump stop next to a set of small heffalump prints. The big heffalump sniffs them with its long grey trunk. Getting no reply, the heffalump, hidden by thick and leafy branches, pads away. Elsewhere in the wood, a big round bundle wobbles across a woodland stream. Eeyore's long grey head emerges from the water as he clambers towards the bank with his heavy load on his back. And in a thicket...
Okay, so why are we hiding again?
We're not hiding, we're planning an ambush.
So, you see any heffalumps yet?
I know. I'll use my famous heffalump call to lure one over.
Oh, you have an infamous heffalump call?
Well, of course. All great heffalump catchers do. They'll scream!
You!
Tigger covers his ears, and Pooh and Piglet wander through a dingle.
Oh, my, what a dreadful sound. Do you suppose it might... be a...
Oh, yes, Piglet. It does sound rather heffalumpish.
Pooh tiptoes forward.
Oh, my. Do you see it?
He looks through a hollow.
I see a tail.
Are there horns, too?
And rabbit's ears next to it.
Two of them.
Oh, dear.
Be brave, Piglet. This is our chance to save our woods.
Pooh rubs his rumbly tummy.
And our honey.
He puts on his airman's goggles.
Yes, Pooh.
Pooh hoists himself up onto a tree branch.
In the name of the Hundred Acre Wood, I capture you.
Pooh captures Tigger.
I caught a heffalump, Piglet, and so did you. Won't Rabbit be proud of us?
Pooh, have you noticed that heffalumps look a lot like rabbits?
And why do you think that is, Piglet?
Oh, dear, the heffalump knows my name.
Pooh takes off his goggles.
Well, hello there, Tigger. Did you happen to see the heffalump I just captured?
You got me there.
Lumpy and Roo.
Kerplunk went the little green frog last night. Kerplunk went the little green frog. Kerplunk went the little green frog last night. And his eyes went plump, plump, plump.
As they near the fence, Lumpy tugs at the rope and Roo falls over.
Hey, come on, let's go.
I think I better go home now.
Why?
Because I'm not supposed to go in that part of the woods. Scary things live there.
Huh? That's where I live. There aren't any scary things there.
Or two. There's a stripy thing that bounces, and it goes, woo-hoo! Then it pounces.
What? No, that's Tigger. You're wrong about him. He's great.
And there's this little pink monster that squeals and shakes all the time, and it will get you if you don't watch out.
Oh, no. You're wrong about Piglet, too. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
And then there's this loud thing, and it's got long ears, and it yells at everybody.
Yeah, you're kind of right about Rabbit, but he's okay once you get to know him.
I don't want to get to know him.
Roo's eyes widen.
Do I have to?
Hey, you really are scared, aren't you? But my friends aren't scary. Who told you all this stuff?
I don't know. Everybody knows.
That's just what Rabbit and Tigger said about heffalumps.
Roo's face brightens, and he hops through the fence.
There's nothing scary here.
Lumpy looks worriedly at Roo, who smiles back reassuringly.
Promise?
Promise.
Lumpy sniffs the fence with his trunk and tries to squeeze himself through the bars. But his big bottom won't go through. Roo strokes his chin as he thinks what to do. He hops back through the fence and gives him a mighty push, sending them both through the fence.
Roo?
Sorry, my fault.
Tigger blows air on what looks like a TV screen with a black blob on it. He tries to wipe off the blob with his paw, but it's still there. He licks the glass with his tongue and rubs harder. The blob goes. Tigger is cleaning Pooh's airman's goggles.
Why, thank you, Tigger.
All right, no more fun and games. The heffalump is all but in our grasp.
They all freeze, then dive into the log they were sitting on.
Excuse me.
Are we planning another ambush?
Of course not. We're hiding.
How will we know when it's safe?
All eyes are on Piglet. His head pops up through a knot in the trunk.
Oh, my.
Rabbit turns him like a periscope.
Well, Piglet?
Nearby bushes rustle.
Do you see it?
It's coming! It's coming!
I suggest a retreat to another part of the wood.
I'm right behind you, Longears. This way!
No, that way!
Now you...
With Rabbit's feet sticking out of one end of the log and Tigger's out of the other, they try to run. Eeyore with his load emerges from the bushes and he stares at the dancing log.
I'm afraid to ask...
Far from the heffalump hollow fence, Piglet leads Lumpy towards his friends' houses.
Hello? Pooh Bear?
Lumpy's still attached to Piglet's rope.
Hello? Hello? Anybody? Rabbit? I caught the heffalump! Lumpy! Pooh Bear?
As Roo bangs on Pooh's door, it swings open.
Looks like nobody's home.
Lumpy's trunk appears in the open doorway. He smiles blissfully. He spotted a jar of honey on Pooh's table. Lumpy and Roo come in through the door. Lumpy sniffs at the jar and his tummy rumbles.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Is that you?
Yeah. My mum usually makes me a snack about now.
Do you have any Rumpeldoodles?
What are those?
They're like biscuits. They go rather well with honey.
Wait, that's Pooh's honey.
Lumpy swallows it.
Mmm. Oh, well, I guess you won't mind.
Lumpy stamps happily, and all the honey jars on Pooh's shelf rattle. So do the ones in the cupboard.
We better go before we break something.
They come out into the sunlight. Lumpy closes the door with his trunk. They wince and cover their eyes.
Uh-oh.
They run off in different directions, but Lumpy wins. Roo hops to another door.
This is where Rabbit lives.
Is he the one with the pointy ears?
Don't worry, he won't hurt you.
Roo hops inside. Lumpy's eyes widen.
They must still be out on the expedition. Lumpy?
Lumpy's in Rabbit's vegetable garden, sipping through some watermelon. Roo joins him and helps himself to a slice.
Mmm.
He munches happily and spits out a seed. He spits the next one at Lumpy.
Oh, yeah?
Lumpy sucks all the juice from a watermelon into his trunk and aims it at Roo.
Yeah.
Roo pulls a carrot from the ground and hurls it at Lumpy. He turns to get another carrot, but it disappears into the ground. He looks round, and Lumpy's at the end of the row of carrots, siphoning them all up into his trunk. He fires them at Roo, who's hiding behind a watering can, and pierces the marker sticks that identify the plants growing in the veg patch. Roo hides behind a scarecrow as Lumpy kicks a pumpkin at him.
Missed me!
The second pumpkin sends Roo spinning back to the ground. Lumpy sends a wooden sign flying and fires more melons at Roo. Roo hides behind a wheelbarrow. The melons fill up the barrow. Roo tips it over, sending them rolling back towards Lumpy. They trip him up and send him flying into the watermelon patch. Lumpy reappears with half a watermelon on his head.
Gotcha!
And covered in pink melon juice. The vegetable garden's a mess.
Uh-oh. My mum's not gonna like this.
Rudy too?
Yeah, my mum neither. Lumpster.
We'd better get cleaned up.
Hey, wanna play a game?
What kind of game?
Roo leaps onto a log over a pond. He dangles above the water, holding onto Lumpy's rope. Lumpy, grinning, jumps in after him.
We stand shoulder to shoulder. We see eye to eye. We dive deep underwater. We jump high in the sky.
Roo rides high on top of an enormous jet of water that Lumpy squirts from his trunk. And a green frog joins in with their games.
We stand shoulder to shoulder. We stand side to side. Yeah. One of us gets a tiny bit tired. One gives the other a ride.
Lumpy delivers Roo onto a rock in the middle of the pond. The heffalump jumps in the water, surfs towards Roo, and smothers him in mud.
I've never had a best friend before, so I can't be sure what it feels like.
Lumpy hoses Roo down.
But I think it feels more like this. I do. I think I feel more like myself when I'm with you.
Can you teach me that?
Of course. Suck it in. Right now. See?
Roo tries to suck in some water.
Tell you what, you stick to squirting and I'll stick to bouncing.
Yep.
A shadow passes over them.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah!
Cloud racing!
As they get ready to race, Roo looks at the rope in his paw.
Lobster?
Lumpy wags his bobtail.
Yep.
Roo considers the rope in his paw and a smile spreads across his face.
You're not captured anymore.
He takes the rope from Lumpy's neck and they chase clouds. As they leap up to follow a big cloud overhead, they roll head over heels down a grassy hillside. Roo comes to rest lying on his back on top of Lumpy's tummy. Two best friends in a big, big meadow. On the edge of Heffalump Hollow, Rabbit, still clutching his chef's white hat, followed by Tigger, Pooh and Piglet, are running and bouncing as if their lives depended on it.
Run! Hurry! Come on! Go behind it!
With Piglet scuttling behind them, they crouch down behind the stout trunk of a tree and peer back towards the fence and Heffalump Hollow. Tigger turns and looks the other way and sees Pooh's house.
Well, what do you know? We're home.
Well, well. All in all, a successful Heffalump expedition.
Are you sure, Rabbit?
Well, certainly. Just look around. You don't see any Heffalumps, do you?
Rabbit freezes as he spies Heffalump Prince leading to Pooh's open door. They peer inside. Pooh's house is a mess of broken honey jars.
Oh, bother. Rabbit, I don't think it's successful anymore.
Rabbit! Rabbit! Rabbit!
The Heffalumps are among us all! What
it's
are
an
we
invasion!
We're surrounded.
They're all around
Run
us.
Run for your lives!
Where?
Where did
we come from?
They
got us surrounded! Did you hear that?
We're trapped! Traps! That's it. Traps! We need traps! Everywhere!
Rabbit, Piglet, Tigger and Pooh ransack their homes for things to make Heffalump traps with and set to work. Piglet and Pooh make a circular wooden cage dangling from a pole attached to Rabbit's wheelbarrow. Tigger hoists a net and Piglet energetically digs a hole.
I'll get some bait.
Piglet's hole gets deeper and deeper. Tigger accidentally steps into his own trap and gets hoisted into the air. Pooh arrives with honey jars for bait. Piglet peers at a near-empty jar and Pooh's mouth covered in honey.
What?
Tigger finishes hammering and jumps down onto a mattress, sending Piglet bouncing up to the wooden cage of the trap.
Behold, a super-duper extra-looper hoka-hoka heffa trap.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, what do you know? It catches piglets, too. I'd like to see a heffalump try and breach these defenses.
It's impressive, Rabbit.
Now, to await the attack.
Meanwhile, Roo and Lumpy are bouncing along a meadow. Later, Lumpy carries Roo on his back.
Lumpy-dumpy-dee,
have a lumpy like me.
That's it!
You make a game of your name, so it's never the same, never the same. Add a sound, add a doodle, now you've got a name that's brand noodle.
Lumpy-lumpy-dee-lee, lumpy-bumpy-dee-bee, lumpy-bumpy-dee-dee.
Roo tumbles to the ground.
Oh no! We forgot your mom!
Lumpy listens to the trumpeting and turns back to Roo with a long face and anxious little eyes.
I really have to go.
Lumpy's big ears droop unhappily.
She sounds worried.
Come on, I'll help you find her.
Thank you, Roo.
Roo picks up the rope they're still carrying and leads the way back towards the wood. Back at Roo's house, his mother lays the table for tea, looks round, raises a worried paw to her chin and steps outside.
Roo! Roo!
She peers about anxiously. At the watermill where Roo first found Lumpy, a large grey heffalump trunk sniffs at the open wooden door and at the remains of an apple core, then moves on. In another part of the wood, Roo and Lumpy climb a steep hillside.
Mrs. Heffalump!
As Roo calls out, Lumpy tries to trumpet through his trunk. As they make their way along the sun-dappled woodland,
Mrs. Heffalump!
They're dwarfed by the thick overhanging branches above their heads, and Lumpy has another go at blowing through his trunk. Roo leads the way, hopping across a fallen tree trunk and down a sunken track. They come to a rocky outcrop overlooking a clearing. Lumpy steps to the top of a rocky slope and raises his trunk. He cocks an ear. His trunk droops in disappointment, and gloomily they continue their search along a mossy dell.
This is Heffalump!
Lumpy cocks his ear again. As he blows and listens and blows and listens, his expression becomes sadder and sadder. Roo, with his pink ears lowered in concern, raises a worried paw. Lumpy plods on along the grassy track, with Roo hopping just ahead of him, until they come to a place where the way ahead is blocked by a huge pile of hollow, fallen tree trunks.
Gosh, she's not here either. Don't worry, Lumpy. We'll find her. Let's try that way.
They set off around the outside of the fallen tree trunks. Lumpy follows Roo with renewed hope in his eyes. Roo hops over a fallen tree. Lumpy starts to clamber after him, but halfway over, he flops down tearfully. Roo looks round.
Lumpster?
He hops back to his friend.
Are you okay?
We haven't heard my mom in a really long time.
Lumpy puts his front feet on the tree trunk and has another blow. He cocks his head to one side and listens. Mournfully, he slumps down on the tree trunk, his shoulders heaving.
Do you wanna play a game?
No, thanks. Don't feel like games.
Roo hops up beside him and takes his trunk in his hands. They both look out over the hills and meadows ahead of them.
When I don't feel good, my mom sings to me.
My mom sings to me too.
Roo gently strokes Lumpy's trunk as he sings to him.
Little Lumpy Roo, reaching for the moon. So many things we've got to do.
I want my mom.
Me too.
Roo's little face brightens.
Wait. My mom. She'll know what to do. Come on. Come on, Lumpy. Let's go back and find her.
Roo hops off the log and Lumpy clambers down after him.
Come on, Lumpy. My mom will make everything okay.
In another part of the wood, Kanga is out looking for Roo.
Roo? Roo?
She stumbles over a trip rope and a net weighed down with household objects falls on top of her.
Oh my goodness.
False alarm! As in, never mind! We almost casually captivated ourselves a captive Kanga. And that's kind of hard to say.
She set free.
What's all this for?
We built traps to catch the Heffalump.
Clever, huh?
Please, have any of you seen Roo? He should have been home by now.
Rabbit, Piglet, Pooh, and Tigger look at her.
Come on, Lumpy. Just a little further.
Roo spots his mother and the others down in a clearing.
Hey, look! There she is, Lumpy!
Mom!
Roo!
This is Lumpy! He's a Heffalump!
A real Heffalump?
And it's got Roo, too!
Stop him!
We'll save you, Roo!
Wait!
Scared stiff, Lumpy nearly runs into a trap, turns round and charges towards Tigger and Rabbit.
Oh! Okay, never mind! Life.
Lumpy almost runs into another trap. Lumpy turns and runs away with Tigger and Rabbit chasing him. He leaps over Piglet's pit. Tigger and Rabbit fall into it. Roo chases after them, sets off a snare, and gets tangled in its net. Lumpy races back into the woods in a blind panic.
Wait! Don't go! Lumpy!
Tiny Roo sets off after him. He stops and looks about and hops off down the hill through the trees, deeper into the wood.
Lumpy!
only stopping to catch his breath, Roo ignores the cries behind him and hops on, colliding with a leafy branch.
Huh?
He sees Lumpy's footprints leading along a sunken track through dense overhanging trees. He hops on to the top of a rise. His eyes widen in dismay. At the bottom of the slope, Lumpy sits in Pooh and Piglet's bell-shaped wooden cage. Roo hurries down to him.
Lumpy?
Lumpy turns his back on Roo, burying his head in his chest. Roo hops round to the other side of the wooden cage and looks through the bars of the cage made of tree branches at Lumpy's creased little face.
You said they wouldn't be scary. You promised.
Lumpy turns his back again and rolls into a tight little ball, clutching his trunk to his tummy. Roo tugs at the wooden cage. He doesn't have the strength to snap them apart. With fierce determination, he throws his full weight against them, barging into them with his shoulder. Lumpy wipes away a tear with his paw.
Oh, Lumpy. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. I want my mummy.
Roo looks up to the top of the bell-shaped cage, where all the branches are tied together with rope.
Come on, Lumpy. We gotta get you out of here.
Using the bars of the cage as the steps of a giant ladder, Roo hauls himself to the top, grabs the rope holding the branches together, and pulls. The cage falls apart. Kanga arrives in time to see the cage tumbling, Lumpy holding Roo in his trunk, and Roo hugging the heffalump. She smiles warmly just as Pooh and the gang appear on the horizon with their nassoos.
Come on, let's get you back home.
Oh, there they are! Oh,
the heffalump's got him.
Drop my little bouncing buddy, you heffily rascalump!
After it!
In the name of the hundred acre wood, I capture you!
No, Lumpy!
Four nassoos have captured Lumpy.
Leave him alone! Wait! You're scaring him!
Rabbit? What on earth are you all doing?
We're rescuing Roo from the heffalump.
Wait, no, stop! You don't understand!
What? Now see here, Roo.
Rabbit, let him finish, please.
We were wrong about heffalumps. They're not scary creatures. Lumpy's my friend.
Kanga smiles proudly.
He's just like us. He gets afraid.
Piglet lets his rope go.
He likes honey.
Who lets go?
No.
And he even learned how to bounce.
Tigger lets go.
Oh, look at that.
So you gotta uncapture him.
But...
Rabbit lets go. Lumpy backs away, over the edge of a steep bank.
Lumpy! Lumpy!
Roo grabs a lasso, and as Lumpy slips down the slope, Roo is hurled into the air and tumbles towards the pile of fallen tree trunks. With both paws, he clings onto a log. The others run to the tree trunk pit.
Oh, dear. Roo!
Roo!
Lumpy bounds up behind them.
Hold on, Roo!
Roo!
Mama?
Roo, losing his grip, slips deeper into the pit.
Tigger!
Tigger, Kanga, Pooh, Rabbit, and Piglet start to tug at one of the tree trunks.
We'll help you! Just hang on!
The tree trunk nearly squashes him.
Roo, I've got an idea!
Lumpy looks back towards the woods.
Hold on, Roo!
Leaving Roo's scared little face peeping up through the tangled web of roots and logs, and the others heaving away at one of the fallen tree trunks, Lumpy races to the edge of the woods and takes a deep breath. He raises his trunk. He peers into the mouth of his trunk.
Lumpy?
There, there, Piglet. I think he's trying to help.
Lumpy pierced his trunk, coils it back against his forehead, takes a deep breath, and stands on his back legs. He grins in delighted surprise. The others stare back at Lumpy in amazement. Roo beams, and the little heffalump cocks his ear. Finger grabs Rabbit and Tigger to stop them running away.
My mummy's coming!
A huge grey heifer lump appears. Tigger and Rabbit faint.
Heffridge Trumpler Brompit Heffalump the Fourth, where have you been?
Oh, my little darling, I've been worried sick.
I'm okay, Mummy, but my friend Roo's in trouble. Can't you save him?
Lumpy leads his mother by her trunk towards the pit.
Mummy, this way, hurry!
Rabbit and Tigger cower behind Kanga as Lumpy's mother steps onto a fallen tree, testing the way ahead with her trunk.
Roo, can you hear me, love? Now don't be frightened. I'm Lumpy's mummy.
Here I am. Right here.
Don't you worry, love.
Oh.
Just leave it to me.
She picks up a hollow trunk with her trunk and tosses it aside. Another tree flies through the air. Kanga watches anxiously as the heffalump makes her way across the pile.
Yanel, try not to move, love. Here I come.
She lowers her trunk between the logs and Roo tries to reach it.
Hold very still, love.
She sucks him up with her trunk.
Easy does it.
Carefully, Lumpy's mother backs across the pile of dead trees, holding Roo at the mouth of her trunk. Everybody beams with relief, and Lumpy jumps up on his hind legs. Lumpy's mother delivers Roo into Kanga's arms.
Oh, Roo!
She hugs him tight.
I was so worried.
Thanks, Mrs. Heffalump.
Lumpy's mother winks.
Mummy! You did it! You did it!
Tigger and Rabbit look at each other sheepishly. Tigger scratches his head, and Rabbit's ears droop in embarrassment. Kanga looks adoringly at her son.
My little Roo. Oh, Lumpy, you found your cool.
Oh, Rabbit, that's why the heffalump was in our wood. She was looking for her baby.
As the heffalumps hug, Rabbit steps forward.
Young heffalump, we... Can you ever forgive us? We've acted very badly.
That's okay, Long Ears.
Oh, I like this kid already.
You're right, Rudy too. He is nice. Once you get to know him.
Lumpy, darling, we really should be going.
Lumpy looks up at his mother and pats over to Roo.
I have to go home now.
He wraps his trunk round Roo's paw and they touch heads.
Goodbye, Lobster.
Goodbye, Rudy Toot.
They both look pleadingly at their mothers.
Just a bit longer,
please. Well, I don't see why not.
I suppose a few more minutes wouldn't hurt.
Forward, bounce.
Wow!
The two friends bounce off into the meadow. Piglet and Tigger with his arms round Pooh and Rabbit watch Roo performing acrobatics on the tip of Lumpy's raised trunk. Lumpy's mother wraps her trunk round Kanga's shoulder. Tigger and Rabbit bounce and hop in sheer delight. A heffalump-shaped white cloud hangs in the blue sky over the 100-acre wood.
Oh, and so things were quite different in the 100-acre wood after that. You know, we never really did capture a heffalump that day. It was more like Lumpy captured all of us.
The end. This audio description was written and narrated by Veronica Hicks for IMS.
We stand shoulder to shoulder. We see eye to eye. We dive deep underwater. We jump high in the sky.
And over the song, Lumpy plays checkers with Rabbit, blows water patterns with his trunk, and spins Pooh and all the gang round and round. Balances Pooh on the mouth of his trunk so that the little bear can reach up and steal honey from a bee's nest.
We stand shoulder to shoulder. We stand side to side. When one of us gets a tiny bit tired, one gives the other a ride.
Pumpy plays poo sticks with Roo, rescues Piglet from deep snow, swims with Roo and the green frog in the pond, with Pooh on his back flees an angry swarm of bees, and bounces along holding a Piglet kite.
I've never had a best friend before, so I can't be sure what it feels like. But I think it feels more like this. I do. I think I feel more like myself when I'm with you.
Kanga reads to Roo and Lumpy. Rabbit teaches Heffalumps how to plant carrots. Lumpy sits down next to Eeyore as a cloud of flies settle on the gloomy donkey's back. Tigger takes a group photo of Mrs. Heffalump and the gang, and Pooh introduces Lumpy to Christopher Robin, who makes Lumpy a hat out of newspaper. Lumpy gets stuck in a muddy bank. Christopher Robin, supported by Pooh and his friends, try to pull him out by his trunk. And Lumpy and Roo go boating on the pond. With the voice talents of Jim Cummings as Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, John Fiedler as Piglet, Nikita Hopkins as Roo, Kath Soucie as Kanga, Ken Sampson as Rabbit, Peter Cullen as Eeyore, Brenda Blethyn as Mama Heffalump, and introducing Kyle Stanger as Lumpy.
Finding, making a bond that is strong, building a house for our friendship, breathing a breath for our song.
Directed by Frank Nissen, produced by Jessica Koplas-Miller. Screenplay by Brian Holfeld and Evan Spiliotopoulos. Unit director Masaki Sugiyama. Unit producer Yukari Kiso. Based on characters created by A.A. Milne. Original songs by Carly Simon. Score composed and conducted by Joel McNeely. Voice casting and dialogue director Jamie Thomason. Art director Tony Pullum. Supervising film editor Nancy Frazen. Editors Robert Fisher Jr., Anthony F. Rocco. Animation director Don McKinnon. Associate producer Clay Renfro.
In the name of the 100-acre wood, we claim thee. In the name of the 100-acre wood. In the name of the 100-acre wood, we claim thee. In the name of the 100-acre wood.
Music, Winnie the Pooh, music and lyrics by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman. Performed by Carly Simon. Arranged by Joel McNeely.
What do you do when something new crosses your path out of the blue? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? I think once upon a time, the Heffalumps ruled the forest. They romped and stomped and blew their horns to their near and dearest and scared all the rest of us. A Heffalump is as a Heffalump dances, a Heffalump now is a Heffalump buzz.
What do you do when something new crosses your path?
Music for the rest of the songs was written by Carly Simon, with lyrics by Carly Simon and Brian Holfeld.
In the name of the 100-acre wood, we claim thee. In the name of the 100-acre wood. In the name of the 100-acre wood, we claim thee. In the name of the 100-acre wood. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
Hazardous Heffalumps was performed by Pooh and his friends. Chorus Randy Crenshaw, Rick Logan, Bobby Page, co-arranged by Martin Erskine and David Sloniker. Little Mr. Roo performed by Carly Simon and Kanga, arranged by Joel McNeely. The Name Game was performed by Lumpy and Roo, arranged by David Sloniker. Shoulder to Shoulder performed by Carly Simon with the Heffalump Chorus, co-arranged by Joel McNeely and Scott Erickson. Little Mr. Roo reprise performed by Nikita Hopkins as Roo, arranged by Joel McNeely. In the Name of the 100-Acre Wood, What You Do, performed by Carly Simon with the Heffalump Chorus, arranged by Scott Erickson, orchestrated by Scott Erickson and Jennifer Hammond. The Heffalump Chorus consists of the talented children of Melissa Avery's 5th grade class, Abe Stark School, Brooklyn, New York, and the music students of Edison Language Academy. Soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records. Copyright 2005, Disney Enterprises, Inc. This motion picture was created by Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Produced by Disney Toon Studios, distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. Mickey Mouse's head pops up in a red circle. He hops out of the circle with a paintbrush and writes the words Disney Toon Studios in black paint. He steps back into the hole, spreads his arms, and becomes a white silhouette. The logo of Disney Toon Studios. Against a bright blue background, the light blue fairy tale castle appears, with the words, Walt Disney Pictures.